And she yells at me, "I'm not good enough for you. Go on home." I wonder if she means it, but I decide not to stick around. I go to pass her, remembering where my math book is next to the door, and I go directly to my math book, not stopping to say bye to Jeremy or pick up Jilly, who's hollering under a chair. I'm leaving. This place is too hot for me, and I'm sorry about the question I asked Jolly. That was none of my business, and my legs are shaking, but I'm going anyway, and I bend down and scoop up my book fast. And then I do what I wasn't going to. I turn my head and I look back. On the floor in front of Jolly's foot is a headless doll without clothes on, its arm all twisted in a direction no person could ever reach, and beside her leg is her head with happy plastic eyes staring dead at the ceiling. I look at Jolly leaning on the wall, and her face is standing there with those regretful eyes, and I'm just going to straighten that doll's arm so I won't have to remember it every time I think of Jolly. I'm just going to walk over and move the arm to normal. And I go to squat down at the bent doll